This came out of a town hall meeting on Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, organized by VOA's Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, held in Washington on Monday. Participants had divergent views, with some, like Gregory B. Simpkins, staff director for the United States House Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health and Human Rights, saying the situation in Zimbabwe is shocking.
As I've told somebody earlier, this is the greatest act of self-destruction I've ever seen. This government had inflation rates that are unrealistic. You'd have to have a suitcase to go buy a dinner.
Simpkins, who was part of a U.S. congressional delegation that visited Zimbabwe last year to assess the situation, said President Mugabe was once widely regarded as a hero, but all that appears to have vanished.
It's difficult for anybody who stayed in power for 36 years to stay on track. And I don't see how anybody could honestly say that he is still a hero, that he is still an asset to Zimbabwe.
In a quick response to these remarks, another guest, Baptist minister and educator Reverend Isaac Mwase, said President Mugabe is the current leader of Zimbabwe and that there is need to work with him and other ruling party stalwarts.
Accept the fact that these are the leaders that are there. Given the fact that they are there, how does the Zimbabwean populace inside and outside of the country engage them in ways that are going to change the trajectory for the future of the country? Now, it's not going to be easy, but then, you know, nation building is never easy.
Another guest, Sibongile Sidile Sibanda, who is a Zimbabwean businesswoman based in the U.S., noted that changing the leadership back home may result in the needed social, economic, and political transformation. She said this can be more effective if Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are allowed to vote in various elections.
We need to be able to vote, so we need to send a word that South Africans vote outside the country. Zambians vote, so we would like to be able to exercise our vote. It's our birthright.
Participants took part to buttress this position, saying President Mugabe has done his part and now it was time for him to leave. As expected, MDCT's United States Provincial Chairman, Den Moyo, took the first shot at the president.
The real issue in Zimbabwe is that of lack of democracy. And as long as Zimbabwe does not have that democracy where its people choose the leaders that they want to lead, we are going to stay in this situation for another 30 years. And we'll be all walking, using walking sticks, while debating the same thing because we are failing to confront the elephant in the room.
Lawyer and Hubert Humphrey Fellow, Marufu Mandewere, also took a dig at the president's supporters.
I'm tired. When I talk to African students here, they just say, Mugabe is a hero, Mugabe is a hero. But they have not have a client who has disappeared. I represented Itai Zamara. His wife came to my office. He has disappeared. I've represented people who have been arrested in a situation where you really see that these people have not committed an offense. That's why we have a lot of arrests in Zimbabwe, but we have a lot of acquittals in Zimbabwe. Those people are just being arrested for no reason.
Muuya Nyaundi, a Zimbabwean living in Washington who is a lawyer, questioned the quality of leaders in the country.
Let's say, for example, in the United States, a small scandal, right, for a politician, you're out. That's it. That's the end of you. In Africa, sex scandals up to here. And MDC as well. Your president, scandals as well. When are we going to, as Africans, raise the bar,
yes,
right, in terms of the quality of leadership that we're receiving? I am tired. I am tired of let's negotiate transitional justice, forgiving each other, moving forward.
But Pan-Africanists, including Herald correspondent Obi Egbuna and Nyaka Lagoke, criticized the West for imposing targeted sanctions on Zimbabwe. Lagoke, who is from Ivory Coast, noted that African leaders should not always be blamed for all the problems in their nations.
Nkrumah used the word neocolonialism. So it is a reality, the interference of the West in the domestic affairs of the African countries. And in the case of Zimbabwe, of course, Mugabe stayed too long in power. He mishandled many things in Zimbabwe. We agree. But when somebody wants to minimize the interference of the West in the chaos that is happening in Zimbabwe, I think that, you know, it is not fair.
However, Simpkins argued that some leaders, like President Mugabe, always blame so-called outside interference for all economic ills in their countries.
Zadera was intended to be a response to serious human rights violations. The government likes to say there is no such a thing. But if you remember back in the 80s, I'm sure if you were in Ndebele, you remember the serious violations. We didn't respond to that as quickly as we could have. Over the years, we tried to establish some sort of relations. Now, the sanctions did not cause the collapse of the manufacturing sector, which was built on commercial farming. When you interrupted commercial farming, you interrupted the manufacturing. When you caused businesses to use a false exchange rate, then you put many of them out of business.
As the discussion came to an end, it was clear that the way forward for Zimbabwe is the subject of ongoing discussion and divergent views. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.